Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our friend Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. Sammy, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yo, thank you for making time, man. Obviously, we have this conversation about your piece yesterday, which I really enjoyed. I thought it was well done. I think you kind of try to present something that's really difficult to do in a really like fair and full view. But you also covered the Nats for a long time, and I want to at least let you kind of chime in on the mess they got in Natstown and the significant pressure, at least among the fan base, towards getting rid of Davey Martinez.
Dang, that is I did not expect us to start there. But I mean, look, man, I covered them the year that everything worked out, right? Like, I was in Milwaukee when they fell to 19-31, and I was like, shoot. I mean, I remember there was a series against the Mets, I think right before that or right after that, where I thought Davey was getting fired then, you know? Like, I think we even had, like, pre-written news, and he, you know, turned it around. And I would say that when you look over the last, I don't know, five seasons or whatever, and you see that this team has only won more games than the Rockies, you got to think to yourself, you know, which one of those seasons is the outlier. I'm not close to it. Andrew Golden and Spencer Nussbaum do a great job for us. But when I just look at the results, it's like, are you making progress to win a championship? I don't know.
Hard to say they are. All right, appreciate that. Let's get down to why we asked you to come on. Yesterday in the Washington Post, you wrote a story about luck and how luck can impact a football season. And it's important, I think, to point out all you are doing is looking at data collected by a data scientist, by this dude, Tom Bliss, and his determination on the Commanders' luck last season being significantly higher than any other NFL team. And you presented a straightforward story. I thought you did a great job of asking DQ about it. Specifically that Juwan Johnson drop in New Orleans. What did you take away from your story where the data supports that Washington was incredibly lucky last year?
Yeah, and after some feedback that I got in my email and on my mentions on Twitter, like, I want to point out that, like, this is not to denigrate or downplay, you know, the seasons they had last year. I think that, like, any football team, if you're going to be successful and win a Super Bowl, like, you got to be good and you got to be lucky. And so when I look, you know, for the whole offseason, right, you know, free agency, the draft, we've been talking about, okay, how do the additions fit in? And, you know, during OTAs, you look and you say, okay, Mikey Sanders still's working with Debo. And then, so to me, it was, what new piece of this can we look at? How can I be more accurate in my, like, projections for what they're going to be this season? And I started to look at the margins, and it was like, oh, okay, like, you know, they didn't have a lot of injuries. They won a lot of one-score games. Oh, this guy at the NFL is tracking, like, luck, which, you know, we can debate the numbers on that, but, like, his standardized numbers across the league for the last three seasons say that the Commanders, with things that they don't control, like opponents dropping passes, opponents dropping interceptions, he says that's the luckiest team, the 2024 Commanders, in the last three NFL seasons. Those are important data points to understand if we're talking about what happened last year and what to expect from next year.
Like, the thing I took, I understand that what you wrote was good, but I think luck is a natural part of it, and some things that he justifies as luck is not necessarily luck. You know, if you just standing there by yourself, somebody throw you a ball and you drop it, that may be lucky. But if a defender is harassing you, that's not necessarily luck. That's a defender harassing you. You know, so that when people like with even what you call him said this morning, Greenberg, when a data analyst try to act like they're certain about everything, that's when they go a little too far. And that's why I think the guy you use his numbers, he went too far to act as if he knew so much?
I think for me, it was, I didn't use his exact numbers, the win probability stuff, in the story because it's like, okay, you know, I'm not sure that that means anything to anybody, 180 versus 160, what's that mean? But to me, it's if you're going to look at everything standardized across, you know, the league across these seasons, you know, it's sort of like the draft pick value chart, right? Like, whatever Jimmy Johnson says it is, it's like, to me, you're setting a price. And if it's the same win probability for everybody in the same models, then you at least you're looking at the same thing to compare how lucky was the Juwan Johnson drop versus the Malik Nabers drop versus, you know, something else. So I agree, like, I get the numbers might not be precise, but I do think they're standardized and therefore like a useful tool to look at this stuff in context.
I think the context is interesting. So what was the feedback to the story? You said your mentions and you were getting emails about it.
I touched a nerve a little bit because it seems like Commanders fans who, you know, you always like they had this great season last year. I'm standing outside my apartment right now and a guy walking by just yelled, "Go Birds." So
at least he knows who you are.
Yeah, exactly. This season is going to be fun. But I think anytime you say, hey, like it wasn't just talent, it wasn't just Jaden or everybody coming together on the field, you don't like it feels like fans felt I was trying to take something away from them, which I was not trying to do at all. I was just trying to say, hey, this is a part of the discussion that we can have about how last season went. So that's, you know, that I think was the feedback I was getting.
So it kind of, I mean, you and I were there for all of it, right? And I remember leaving the Atlanta game, walking to my car, was for Luga, and we both were like, wow, like this is a real thing. Like this team could go on a run here. And you and I are also at practice, and we watch how they practice late game situations and even just kind of late clock situations. Because I think last year anyway, they were elite at stealing points at the end of first half.
Totally.
Elite.
And I think hiring a dude like Dave Gardy is a really forward-thinking step that the organization took towards managing the clock and being good in situational play. And I think Jaden, above all, is just so poised. I think the luck stuff, the one thing that stood out to me most from that information was that Jaden did not only take advantage of good luck throwing picks that get dropped, but he was hurt by some of the picks he threw shouldn't have even been interceptions in general. And so for me, it's like great quarterbacks tend to create big situations where they deliver. Mm-hmm. And I think that is where trying to look at a luck matrix skews it.
Absolutely. And this is the exact, and B brought this up earlier, like when I talked to the players, because I wanted to get the player perspective on this, you know, I was like, hey, like there's this metric, this guy at the NFL, he says this, I'm curious what you think. And like, it basically became a round table with, you know, Biotish, Allegretti, Wiley, and Marcus too later. And it's like, they believe that luck exists in their everyday life. But I think they have a hard time accepting that luck plays a role in the field. And I think that's probably partly because, you know, you train all your life to, you know, to control your performance and your preparation and things like that. And so like when, you know, when they hear, oh, you guys got lucky, it's like, I don't think that was luck in the first place. So like, we're going to continue to go because, you know, the quote I think that really stood out to me was I asked Tyler Biotish, like, you know, do you believe in luck? That's how I started all the conversations, just to be, you know, kind of get a good baseline. I said, do you believe in luck? And he was like, I believe in five. And that, to me, said it all.
Mm-hmm.
I think I really do agree with that. I think
that says it all.
Yeah, and then, like, do you get some good breaks? Like, we talked about it with the Hail Mary, right? We've seen them practice Hail Marys in late situations.
Mm-hmm.
The play before the Hail Mary, we had a caller yesterday point this out. I thought it was really good. The Bears are in a terrible coverage. They let Terry McLaurin get a 20-yard gain and get out of bounds with really like zero restriction on him, right? And then on the Hail Mary, yo, is a Hail Mary fluky? Absolutely. Do a million things have to break right for that to happen?
Yep.
Absolutely. But at the same time, one of the Bears DBs is on the other side of the field arguing with a fan. Like, you look at all of that, and is it lucky or is one team more prepared in this end-of-game moment? Maybe both things are true.
Absolutely, JP. I think that's the right conclusion here. It's like both things got, you know, they had to be true last year. They got to be true next year. Whoever wins the Super Bowl, you know, like it's both things. And to me, like, and I should point out that this, like, NFL luck matrix didn't even include the Hail Mary. And the Hail Mary is absolutely something that is practiced. I was talking to Marcus Mariota. I wish I put this in the story. I forgot to. But, like, he said, you know, the Hail Mary to me, like, it is partly luck, but we practice it. And he said, at the offensive meeting today, tight ends coach David Rye got up and he, like, we installed Hail Mary. And he's like, I've been a part of teams where we don't talk about that, or we just, you know, put it on the board and we're like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. like, you go here, and we don't walk it through in practice. But here, we walk it through in practice. We do all of these situational things. And to me, like, that is the purest distillation of you got to be good and you got to be a little lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think
I'll take the little lucky thing, but, like, I don't care that the guy worked for the NFL, to be honest with you. He works for the NFL. He does some stuff. But when you just put numbers together and you try to justify what 1,800 people are doing, that's impossible. Because if you do it for JP and then you do it for me, you're talking about two people with two totally different levels of athleticism.
You know what I mean? Very different levels.
So when those things go down, like, you're lucky here. It's like you can't quantify that thing about, well, if the guy did it, then this is a luck thing. Or luck major, it falls into the luck majors thing. Another team does the exact same thing. It may not work the same way for them.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right. To me, though, I feel like, you know, these numbers, while they're not totally accurate, like, or while, you know, you can't be 100% precise, it's sort of like the discussion about, oh, okay, like, what's better, yards or expected points added? Like, I don't think EPA is a perfect metric, but it does feel like that's a better understanding of how effective someone is than just passing or rushing yards. And so when I look at this luck metric, I'm not saying it's gospel, but it is, I think, a helpful data point to, like, you know, get in the ballpark.
Sure. I think that's all you're looking for. But I guess this would be my, not counter, right? But, like, it's really hard to accumulate hard data, like quantifiable metrics to illustrate something like an undefinable universal force like luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can applaud the attempt at doing it. But even... So of the metrics, the only thing to me that is true luck, that is at the will of the ether, mm-hmm. is how a fumble bounces. Because the ball's a weird shape, and that thing can go a million different directions. But, like, even trying to, like, I thought you did a good job in the story of pointing out some times where it could have been luck. Like the Giants game week two. Neighbors drops that pass late, right? Well, you'd already caught 10. Maybe something else happened there. Maybe he hurt his thumb. And I think the bigger issue in that Giants game is the Giants didn't have a kicker because the kicker got hurt on the opening kickoff. Well, I had heard he was already kind of hurt. And I had heard, I know they had a kicker on their practice squad. They could have elevated Saturday night.
And they didn't.
You know what I mean? So it's like every butterfly effect, you know, like every one little thing has like 50 ramifications going into it.
The thing I appreciate about DQ when I talked to him was he acknowledged, like, there is always going to be some unknown. Like, that's a part of the fun of the game. But you can control your preparation and, like, you know, you're always going to compete as hard as you can. And so, like, I, you know, even though the Juwan Johnson drop is included in the luck metric, I don't subscribe to the idea that that's pure luck. Like, you know, Noah was in tight coverage on the guy, and that had to have played a role there. And so, like exactly like you're saying with neighbors, and it's preparation. You got to account for every single possible, hey, where are the cameras in this stadium? Like, what's going to give us a good replay? So if we got to challenge something and it's in the south end zone versus the north end zone, like, you control all of those things to minimize the amount of uncertainty, to minimize the amount that's up to chance. And so I totally agree with you. Like, the Giants, if they knew that information, probably should have promoted the kicker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they didn't.
We had Greenberg on earlier, and he had what I thought was a really good line. I'm crediting it to him. I don't know. Maybe this is written by some famous philosopher or something. But he said, luck is the residue of design. And I think when you look at the Commanders' operation, soup to nuts, the top of the building to the broom closet, the design is correct. The preparation is correct. Sometimes you get good breaks. Sometimes you get bad breaks. But when the implementation and the execution are all going in the right direction, you're going to end up with more good than bad. And then you throw an absolute star quarterback with incredible poise, it's really going to help.
Totally.
Absolutely. And that, like, that reminds me of another – I think a football coach said this. I don't know if it was Lombardi or not, but it's, you know, the best prepared team is the luckiest, you know, things like that. Like, it all feeds into that idea of minimize the amount of chance and you know, you get luckier.
How about the luckiest team is the most prepared? That's what I would say.
Oh, there you go. That's it. Steve, that's a better way to put it.
Another good one. I might have to write that down. I might have to write that one down. 48, it was a provocative piece, and I think that's what you want to do, especially this time of year. I thought it was really well done.
I appreciate it. I not try to provoke, just try to bring another element that, like, you know, we aren't talking about that I think is real when we're talking about next season.
Thoughtful, thought-provoking. Not necessarily provocative in a bad way, but interesting.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll take that one for sure.
I'd rather read that than, like, here's five guys that might not make the cut. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we're all parts of the content machine, and some of it makes you want to engage more, and you accomplish that.
I appreciate that, JP.
All right, buddy. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Of course. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right, man.
That's our guy, Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at Sam4TR.
Wonder if that guy that did all the analytics, was he lucky last night, or was his wife told him to sleep on the couch?
He probably got taken by Mr. Steal Your Girl, Chris Russell. When we come back, I'm opening these phones up. Blame pie for the Washington Nationals disaster. Your chance to weigh in. Anna, if you're out there, you get top billing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.